The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited for today's episode with Ryan. I love that he pitched himself as this single guy to come on and talk, knowing that honestly, everyone loves an episode with a single guy. I feel like those have been my favorite episodes because the debates are so real. Everything's so relevant to what is going on in the dating world right now. And it's nice to hear a male perspective, especially from a guy who's a good guy. And I feel like Ryan is a good guy. We had a very funny introduction to each other when we met up at the studio because I thought that he was someone else, which we'll talk about in the episode. So make sure you stay tuned to listen to that. And before we get into it, I'm going to answer two of your questions. Make sure that you submit yours via voice, whatever, if you would like to be featured on the next episode. You just go to speakpipe.com/WeMetAtAcme and you can submit it there. So I'm going to play two of these and then we'll get right into Ryan.
Hi, Lindsay. So I've been with my boyfriend since last January 2023. We've been living together since June. We're 24, 25. I'm in the same grad program. And I guess I was wondering if you had any advice for kind of keeping our own space and kind of like getting alone time in like a way that's like respectful with each other, but just kind of being able to make sure that we get our own space like when we need it. And my second question is how to like prevent like financial stress from like affecting our relationship. We have loans and like things like that to deal with, and sometimes thinking about it can cause like tension between us, and so how to like avoid that. Thank you so much. I love your podcast. I love your advice. So thank you for everything.
Okay. So there were two questions in case you had trouble hearing. The first one, they're 24, 25 in grad school, and she asked how to kind of get space from one another. I'm assuming they, you know, live in the same place. They're doing everything together. Assuming this grad school is like out of where they usually live. I think that it's really hard, especially when you're in school with someone. I feel like you're on top of each other at all times. What helped me, just like thinking about my college experience to relate to this, when I had, you know, a boyfriend in college and we were always together, we basically lived together. I think the only thing that separated that would be when I proactively made plans with my girlfriends to have dinners with my girls, or, you know, went home for the weekend, saw my family. I think that also really made me grow. Like, it really made absence, made the heart grow fonder in these situations because I remember thinking about them and missing them. I actually remember a specific instance where I was in a relationship with a younger guy and he had to leave because it was like senior week and I missed him so much. And it was the first time that I actually realized that I liked him. So try to go out of your way to take a trip home or make some plans with girlfriends. Maybe, you know how in grad school, sometimes like you go on a lot of trips, maybe go on a trip with just your girlfriends in grad school, right? Or like a trip that he's not going on. And then the second question was about finances and how to not have like stress and anxiety around the fact that you both have loans and things like that. It's really hard and very unsexy to have those conversations and think about those things. I mean, you're 24, 25, so I don't know that you really are talking about like getting married and figuring it out. So I think that adds a level of stress because you're like, well, this is my problem, not our problem. I think you just need to like take it a step at a time. You're doing all the right things. You're in grad school. You're going to get this great job and, you know, you're very qualified for it. And eventually like you will figure out your loans. I wouldn't try to take on his at this point or, you know, feel like you have to, because this is about you. You're not engaged. You're not married. You know, you will figure out how to make it work with your loans, and he will figure out how to make it work with his. And who knows what will happen when you guys get jobs. You might get this amazing job. He might not get a job, and vice versa. So try to take it like a moment at a time and try not to stress too much, because most people I know spent so much money in grad school and it was shitty because it was like the money that they saved. And then they worked hard and they made that money back. It just takes time and you're so young and there's just no need to stress about that because you're learning, you're in school, you're probably in an amazing program. You have this great boyfriend, and try not to, you know, let too much get in the way of enjoying this moment, because so many people have loans and you're not alone in your loan. Okay, next one.
Hey, Lindsay. First of all, I wanted to say thanks for your podcast. I've been listening for a little while now, and your rules, tips, and tricks have landed me a great guy who I've been seeing for the past three or so months. We align on just about everything. We get along great, and he's basically perfect, except for when it comes to physical stuff. I hope this isn't too explicit for the podcast, but I'm just going to dive right in. We've only had sex 4 times in 3 months. Yep, you heard it right. The first couple of times we had sex, it was great. The second couple of times, not so much, as he seemed to have some performance anxiety. Since then, he hasn't tried whatsoever. I've tried talking to him about this, but he gets very uncomfortable and says he knows it's him, but he doesn't know what to do, and starts to shut down. I've tried to provide potential solutions, like taking things really slow or maybe messing around otherwise, but he truly hates talking about it. Physical intimacy is really important for me in a relationship, and I've tried to express that to him. He's definitely got some abandonment issues and past trauma, and I'm worried that continuing to bring it up will only push him further away. Being that this relationship is so new, is it worth it to stick around and see if things improve or cut my losses? Can things improve, do you think? Maybe there are other ways to promote intimacy? He's so perfect otherwise, and I really hate to start over again.
Hi. Okay, first of all, thank you. I'm so happy that you like the podcast and that you've been listening. This guy does sound great, but it does sound like he has so much work to do on himself. And I did not hear you mention once that he's in therapy and actually working on any of it and working through it. I think that this sounds like a project that you'd have to undertake. And I don't love the idea of us, you know, as women dating a project and dating potential, when there are so many great men out there who have done the work on themselves. And I just don't, I don't like it, because it's like he knows that it's something that he's not, you know, bringing to the relationship, and it might make you sad and make you feel self-conscious, right? That you're not having this intimacy. And yet he still isn't doing anything about it. 4 times in 3 months is crazy to me, because it should be this moment where you guys are like bunnies and you can't get off of each other. And I just worry that it will diminish as the relationship goes on to almost nothing. And if he doesn't see this as an issue enough and doesn't do something about it, like if he hasn't done it now, I don't know if he ever will. I mean, the best thing that you could do, I think, if I were you, I would be like, this is, you know, I'd sit him down and communicate, like, this is something that is really hard for me, and I really like you, and I really want to move forward in our relationship, but I have to know that you're working on this and working on yourself, because I feel like I'm working on myself, and it's only fair. And if you can't do that, totally understand, but I just don't know if I'm the best match for you. And it sounds like the best case scenario is that you do break up, he finally works on himself, and then one day he'll meet someone else and she'll have you to thank. But it doesn't sound like in this relationship he's going to step it up. I hate to be, you know, pessimistic. You never know. You could say something and he could be like, you know what, you're absolutely right, I need to do X, Y, and Z. But this is why it's hard to date someone who has potential but isn't there yet, because it usually ends up being like you're the stepping stone for the next person when he actually has done the work. I have no doubt that you will meet someone amazing, because you sound great and you listen to this podcast, so you know exactly what to do when you do meet the right person. But please keep me posted and let me know how it goes. And if you like this episode today, make sure to share it with a friend, write a review. It would mean the world to us. And I'm very excited for you to hear Ryan.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I am so excited to be here with Ryan McMahon. Ryan is the founder of Conte Supper Club, and he's also just a regular 27-year-old single guy in the city. I feel like bad saying regular.
Yeah, it's a little bit misleading. Honestly, cool. strive for normality in some, so that's fine. 28 in April. So
okay, April what?
23rd.
So does that make you an Aries?
Taurus.
A Taurus.
I'm a sneaky one.
Oh my God. I totally had like mom brain just then because of course I know what April 23rd is. That's actually my brother-in-law's birthday.
No kidding. Good birthday.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Even as a Taurus, is Taurus a good thing?
Taurus is good. Taurus are usually stubborn. He's not really stubborn, but Taurus usually get a reputation for being a little bit stubborn.
Yeah, I can see it.
But they also, they're just like, they're reliable. Which I really like.
Because stubborn can be good too, right? Mm-hmm. Like stubborn's like you feel some way and you're going to stick to that. It's like stubborn on the good things as well as the bad things.
Exactly. So before we get into some of these questions, what is your favorite romantic gesture?
To give or receive?
To receive.
It's a great question. I think like the outside thing, like just like the on a random Tuesday or random Wednesday, like doing something. Like for me, it would be like getting flowers or like, and I'm assuming we're talking within like a relationship.
Yeah.
So something like that or be like, hey.
You receiving flowers?
No. For me, okay. Giving. I'm just kind of trying to hit it on its head and think backwards here. But like, hey, do you want to grab lunch? Or like, hey, do you want to, like, I have time. Like, do you want to go do a quick beer? Like, I have a dinner. I can't make it. I can't like see you tonight. But like, why don't we grab like a quick cocktail before we part ways and maybe I'll see you later tonight.
So like showing you that you're a priority.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Just like time.
That's cute. So it sounds like, what's that love language? Quality time.
Yeah.
That's
your
love language. It's interesting because I feel like that's a lot of guys' love languages. And if that is your love language, right?
Mm-hmm.
If quality time is important to you, do you need that quality time to be like locked in, looking at each other in the eyes? No distractions? Or are you okay just like hanging out both on your phone sometimes, you know?
I think both on the phones. I think it's such a slippery slope, particularly like you, like cell phone. Like I was thinking about it a different way, which we can circle back to. But like the reality is if you're going to spend, like we're all, I think, addicted to our phones in some capacity. If you're going to spend that much time with somebody, like you're going to be on your Instagram at some point in time. And like you shouldn't be so hard on like your significant other or hard on yourself for being on that. But there's everything in moderation, I think, is like my biggest trend is like try and do something. Like if you're on your phone for all 5 hours that you're with somebody, that's not great. But what kind of where I was thinking about it more so is like I think quality time can be spent with friends too. Like if you like in a fortunate situation, like if your friends are have mutual friends with her friends, like the 20 of you guys getting together, like the five of you guys are like a double date. I think that is just as important and it can be the same level of affirmation as like one-on-one time.
I agree with that. I feel like that is overlooked when it comes to quality time because so many people are like hardos about the quality time rules.
Totally. And I think I've even like fallen into that trap before in the past where it's like, that is my love language. So it's like, okay, like I really value quality time. And I think like I like try and live a pretty busy lifestyle. And so like I make a lot of time for other people. And so that's how I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a complete balance to that. And there's a learning experience through that.
Definitely. But I do feel like just to round up the quality time talk, that you're still spending time together if you're on a double date or in a group hang, but your person's there.
100%. Yeah. And even like it's different. Like you're almost, you could be more engaged in those situations because it's like an outside, I think it's like with like parents or sisters or brothers or like girlfriends, like you get comfortable, right? And there's like, which is great. That's the point. But it can also be like fun to mix in other people and then you're held accountable. Like I'm not going to be on my phone
totally.
At dinner on a double date because it's rude, but like, and I probably wouldn't check my phone on a date, but like that you would be more inclined to do so.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's so true. I sometimes feel like when I'm on like a, let's say like a triple date, because we've been on a few of those recently.
I've never been on a triple.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. If you have two couples that you really love, I feel like sometimes I learn new things about my husband on those dates because I'm like, we're having conversations
like,
that we're not having, just the two of us, you know? I'm like, oh, I didn't know you like were really into that political candidate. Like, so interesting.
Since when did you play cricket?
Right.
if you just watched Quiet on Set and it ruined your entire childhood, well, that means you're probably a millennial like me, and it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. Clarins is the best brand with a long legacy of creating industry-first, plant-forward products. And listen, we've been adulting for a while now. It's time to figure out our stress aging. Yes, it's a thing. Trust me, I have seen it being a new mom. And you need to trust Europe's number one skincare line that has a solution that you need. Using a skin charger complex made of 2% niacinamide and sea holly bioextract, Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. It really de-stresses your skin in the best way. I've been using Multi-Active while I've been breastfeeding because I, you know, of course, can't do anything beyond that. And I can already tell the difference. This cream truly does it all. It makes my fine lines and my pores look smaller. It refines my skin texture, enhances radiance, and gives me a 24-hour hydration. So you should really check it out by going to clarins.com/acme and getting Multi-Active Day and Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/acme with promo code ACME. clarins.com/acme with promo code ACME.
I'm going to get into these questions. People really came through with the questions here. People really want to know what's behind the mind of a 27-year-old single
guy. And this was just blanket statement. This guy's 27. He's single.
Straight up.
Have at it.
Straight up.
Okay.
So I don't even know where to start. I guess this is a fun start, right? What's a Bumble opener that you'd like to receive?
I've never been on Bumble.
Okay,
I've
but like a dating app.
So dating apps in general. My Hinge prompts are terrible. Like,
let's see.
Like, I'll pull it offhand just for timing's
sake. Please.
But like, what are you into? Music. What do you like to do? Cook.
No.
Yeah. And like, I really don't focus much on Hinge. You tell me, maybe that's like a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily, but I do think it kind of validates this advice that I give because I do dating consultations. Mm-hmm. And if you've emailed me for it and I haven't gotten back to you, I'm so sorry. I will in a month or two.
I've got like thirds in your inbox. And that's why I'm single, Lindsay.
It's really funny. No, but I always say to women that I speak to, I'm like, give the guys with a boring Hinge a chance because like a guy whose Hinge is so good, it's almost like sketchy. It's like, why are you so
good?
That's
my thought process. And I think it's like to say calculated would be misleading, but it's certainly intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know that I necessarily want to meet somebody on Hinge. My last girlfriend was on Hinge, but like, and that was great. I have like no bad things to say about that. But like, going forward, I don't know. I'm not like against it, but personally, I'm like, I'd rather just meet somebody in person, which I think everybody does. And I'm not, like I said, against Hinge, but it's to circle that back. It's like, I'm doing this to kind of portray, intentionally, like I'm not that into this. And like, I'm trying, which I could see the counter argument to that. Be like, why would I like this guy if he's going to be like too cool for school?
Right. The one thing that I would suggest is like at least one funny answer to a prompt, like just to show, you know, because like girls love when we laugh and like that stands out to us.
I try and show, and not to cut you off, but I try and show personality through like photos. Okay. So I think like everybody's got the like the hot pictures, and like I think I've probably done a shirtless picture at one point.
I think that's
like, is that bad? I've since taken that down. So
okay, good.
Maybe that's
a good
thing.
It's not good. We judge that for sure.
Is that right?
We do.
Let's break that down. Why is
I think the shirtless photo on an app is just like, it's a little tacky. It's a little desp, you know, like it's not necessary. And granted, if it's tasteful, like if you're just like with
how do you
the guys,
do? I don't think you can do like a tasteful shirtless picture.
If it's a solo shot of you shirtless, then like that's a tragedy.
I don't think I've ever done a solo.
But if you're like with your friends and you're all like in Ibiza or something, and it's like, you know, a group photo of like all of you, I don't know. I feel like that's a little better, but that's even like cringe.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking, and I don't have a shirtless photo
what
on my
was
Hinge.
The shirtless photo vibe?
I'm trying to think. It was such a long time ago. This was like before my last relationship. as like a younger man.
Yeah, it's better than a gym shirtless photo for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like yeah. True like mirror mm-hmm. selfie. It definitely wasn't that.
But I would actually turn it around on you and say, how do you feel about like bikini photos for
that
women?
Was gonna be my question.
Because I feel like that's equivalent.
It's funny to look at it through that lens because my answer would be like, yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't think it's weird, but I think that if you're looking for a relationship, it's
right,
counterintuitive
right,
because
right, right.
the guy sees you in the bikini and he's like, oh, like she's hot.
Right.
Like I'm right, matching with her right. because of how she looks
right.
in
not
bikini.
Not because of her prompt, because
not
of
because
the,
of her face,
right, right,
straight
right.
up because of this bikini right. body
I
right
agree
now.
With that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And I did it at one point as like a trap. And I was like, anyone who likes the bikini photo and not like my prompts or like a
oh, so you
photo,
see this goes into I don't even like
this was like a sick mind game. I did it for like a few months when
you,
I was on the
you pay app. Attention to which photos are liked.
Oh yeah, I think all women
this is,
do. Though.
I like yeah, like these things go right over my head.
I think all women do to an extent, but not all women have a trap photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I ask when I do dating consultations, I'll be like, which photo gets the most. Likes mm-hmm. like gets the most reaction and most women know right off the bat.
And to that point, like personality, like my personality, like I've tried and like be like funny and like whatever mm-hmm. and like there's one where like I have like a Haagen-Dazs bar just like in my mouth and I'm yeah. like walking down the street and it was just like I think I was sending it to like I don't even know like my mom probably or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
oh what are you up to tonight and I'm like oh just like coming back from work I grabbed an ice cream bar and like I put that on my Hinge. I was like, that's funny and weird and like
yeah,
different.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what gets more stuff.
Yeah, and now I'm craving a Haagen-Dazs bar. But I will say to back you up, none of my ex-boyfriends, including my husband, had interesting Hinge profiles. Mm-hmm. I never saw my husband's, but I asked him what was on it. And mm-hmm. He described it as extremely boring as well. So give the guys with the not as interesting profiles a chance.
I'm just like less focused on Hinge altogether at this mm-hmm. point, so...
Yeah.
I'm probably not a good example in that.
No, but I think you're a good example in that you're an interesting person with a boring Hinge profile.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, there you go. So this is a kind of a big one, but do you feel ready to settle down or are you enjoying single life right now?
No, definitely ready to single down.
Really?
Down.
At 27?
Yeah.
Wow. What changed and when? If or was it always that case?
I think that there's a lot of like, I'm really focused on the future. And I think that there's a lot of like normalcy that like comes with like being in a relationship and like less bouncing around. Like I like being single. I enjoy it. Like I'm very comfortable like going out to dinner by myself and or like going grabbing lunch or, you know, walking around. Like, and I think when you're single, like you have to like enjoy that like time. And I'm not perfect at it by any means, but I think it's like, especially in New York, there's a lot of benefits to being in a relationship. Like financially, like if you're working towards like moving to get in with somebody, like just like starting a life, starting a family, like having like those same goals and like working towards that. That's what I'm interested in more. I think that like other friends of mine or like people in general fall into the trap. Cause I shouldn't say friends of mine. I just think people in general, it's like, oh, like I need to do this. Like right now I have to be on this like timeline. It's less that, more like if it happens, great. I'd like it to happen. If not, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that benefit as a guy, right? Like,
yeah.
I think it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
for
but
women.
It sounds like you're looking for a woman who is like really successful or is on like the level that you find yourself. What do you do again?
So I work in commercial real estate.
Okay. Because you mentioned like it's for how expensive the city is, like with rent, like mm-hmm. imagine you'd split rent with this mm-hmm. person. So you're not looking for someone who doesn't want to work. You're looking for like a power couple
I'm
vibe.
Okay with both. But I think that there's like maybe nostalgia is the wrong word, but like, I'm like, that would be cool to be like, you know, these see these like power couples. Like I was in London like a couple weeks ago and like there was this two couple like dressed to the nines and they were at this like social club in London like having their morning tea and like both clearly like going to work at like 9 o'clock, like gave each other a kiss and like walked away and I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like that's
that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be cool, but I don't have a preference either way.
I totally love that. I also was just thinking that we have to tell the listeners what happened before we started recording. I can't believe I didn't.
Yeah. So Kevin, if you're listening to this, I'm sure
Kevin,
he will.
you need to hear this story. So I walked in here, Ryan had texted me and he was like, I'm here, just like, you know, found my way in and sat down. So I walk in and I see Wolf, who's the engineer. And there's this guy who I assume is Ryan because I've never met Ryan. And he's like, hey, you want like a bun or something? What did he have?
He
like
offered me a bun too. Yeah, he's like, really, do you want a bun?
He like had all these like buns, like bread buns. And I'm assuming this is Ryan because I, you know, you texted me, I'm here. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. And I think I even said to him like, sorry, I'm late. And he didn't really react. And it was like this weird energy between us. And then he goes, so what's the name of your podcast? And I was like, what did I get myself into? I can't believe I let this guy who I've never met on my podcast comes in, doesn't even know the name of my podcast, but at least he has buns.
And he had,
I don't
like,
know.
Fun energy. Like, it was like a just a weird.
It was hilarious.
Like a, it was like a good energy.
I think he must have thought that I was like, I don't know, either a huge bitch or like very just a confused person. And I was like, wait, are you Ryan? And he was like, no.
How long did it take you to ask him? Meanwhile, I'm in the other room just like sitting
right,
there
right.
like, all right, here we go. Yeah, it's like yeah, the yeah. small room of
yeah.
life.
It took me quite a while. Yeah, and then he was like, no, I have a podcast. And then I still thought it was you and you were coming on to like promote your podcast, but didn't give a fuck what mine was.
No podcast.
So
and I do
funny.
I do give a fuck about your podcast.
It's really kind. And then I finally figured it out and I went into the other room and there you were. And I told him and it was just hilarious. So I had to share that story with you guys. Anyway. It was really good. So Kevin, shout out to you. Sorry for thinking that you were Ryan and that you were crazy for not knowing what podcast you're about to go on.
You heard Ryan and I talking about Hinge profiles and why it's so important to give the guy with the boring Hinge a chance. Well, you know I'm the biggest fan of Hinge. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Why? Because Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and it lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts, plus get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. Whether your profile is boring or interesting, Hinge is the app that you need to be on. I have so many friends who are married from Hinge today. Actually, all my friends who met on a dating app and are now married, that dating app was Hinge. What they did was they made their profile unique and they didn't take it too seriously. They had fun with it and they weren't afraid to be proactive and reach out to guys, you know, if they were girls, or to get the conversation to the in-person ASAP. And they were able to showcase their personality with the prompts and, you know, take that from a really interesting conversation to that in-person date and so on and so forth. What's so great about Hinge is there are no rules, timers, or games. So you can take as long as you want or as little as you want. If you're feeling inspired, give Hinge a try. Download Hinge today and find someone worth deleting the app for.
Okay, so this one is really interesting. You mentioned friends briefly. Are most of your friends single or are they seriously dating people?
I would say trending towards most of them are starting to date people, if not already in relationships. I definitely behind the... I wouldn't say behind the curve, that makes it like a negative connotation, but like my friends from college, interestingly enough, are in serious relationships, and my friends from high school more so are starting to get into relationships. So I would say like there's a few of us that are single, but it is kind of funny because like when you're single, you start to hang out with your single friends more because you guys share the same interest. On like a Thursday night, like guys are in relationships, like, no, I'm gonna like go out to dinner and like go on a double date and like
yeah.
do that. So you see more of your single friends, which like almost can construe your vision on it, but
mm-hmm. like how so is it not like what's more fun for you right now, hanging out with your single friends or your friends in a relationship, if you're trending towards wanting a relationship?
I like both. I think that like the things that I enjoy doing, like I would say like my, and this is not to like diminish like my single friends, but like I enjoy going out to dinner and like having like a chiller night at this point. Like I've kind of like partied out a little bit, I mm-hmm. think like I'd rather just like dinner in bed by midnight on like a Friday. Whereas like if you're single, like, and there is like maybe like to a fault, like you should be out and like about doing your thing and like doing that stuff. So I like both and there's a time and place. But if you were to like gun to a head, I'd probably be like, yeah, hanging out with my friends. I will say, I'll flip it on its head though. Like that same trip that I was on overseas, that was with a lot of couples. And that kind of sucked because I was by myself. And it's like, all right, well, this sucks. It would be nice to like share this like incredible ski trip like with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. You get like the bunk bed.
Like totally. I'm like sharing with this like Italian dude who's like snores. He's the man. But like, that's I was really funny. This is brutal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we forget that men have those shitty experiences too. Because like we, as single women, get that shitty room with that friend that we don't want to be with either. I love that. I love that you're looking for a relationship. So if you are, how often are you going out on dates, would you say?
I try and do like once a week.
What's the meaning behind that? Is it just like harder to nail someone down that you actually like? Or do you feel like you can only kind of give your attention to one person at a time a week?
You just feel like it's one, like, expensive to go on dates, like going out on like three dates is like a week. You're like, all right, that was a, if you're going to like dinner or even drinks, like that was a $500 night or like week in New York just alone on going out.
Totally.
But that's like, I think less so. The other part is like, I've just tried to do more like quantity over quality. I think that's just like a better way to live overall. And then you have to take chances, I think, in anything, but that's kind of the reason. And then also like, it's just, there's a lot of different things with work and everything else. It's busy.
But how can you tell quality over quantity? Like what makes you think this person's going to be a quality date?
Good question. I think like, it, and it's the best dates I've been on, I would say overall, are introductions from somebody else or like meeting, like a meet cute, like, and you meet in like a genuine way. And like, those have been like the best dates because you have like common ground already. Oh, you know, like you and I met just now and we were like, we had a couple mutual friends. And like, I think that's like just the best icebreaker. And everyone's like, okay, this guy's not a serial killer this girl's not crazy. Like it checks that like box pretty quickly. I don't know. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. So like, let's take your last date, for example. Where had you met them?
That's kind of a tough one. Yeah. I met playing squash. That was like, that was my last date.
Okay. Where do you play?
The University Club up on 54th.
Nice. And you just like went up to her or she went up to you?
We like met at a dinner and I was like, oh, do you want to like play? So I guess we met at a dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you want to play?
Okay. So where are you going out? Like where have you met girls out other than this dinner? And like, where are you kind of going out with your single friends right now?
Mostly the West Village, I would say. I try it. Like my first apartment was on the East Village and like, I've really enjoyed like going over to the East Village for like dinner and drinks. I think it's like a very different and like fun vibe, but again, like not to overuse it, but gun to head, West Village.
What like bars or restaurants specifically?
I've actually never been to Acme. Couldn't tell you what Acme is outside of this podcast.
Honestly, I haven't been in years, but it, I mean,
when you walk in, are they like,
they were, so Frankie was the bouncer last time I went. I don't think he is anymore, so I don't know what my experience would be like if I went now.
It'd be really funny if you were there like, yeah, like back of the line. It's a Thursday night, sweetheart.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, especially because I'm like not their age demographic right now. I would not be surprised at all. But I do love going to the Nines, which is their restaurant above Acme.
I have been to the Nines. I like that place quite a bit.
Yeah, they're nice to me there, which is nice. Okay, so give us a bar in the West Village that you frequent, like when you're, you know.
I go to Corner Bistro a ton.
But that's not a bar.
I would say it is. That's my argument.
Really?
I'm here to say that Corner Bistro is a bar and a great place to meet people.
What time? Like after hours?
After hours, but also like it's, I think that the best bars are like I've like paid my dues going to Hudson Hound like and like getting bumped into and like, I hate that. Like I hate crowded bars. And I think that it's just like a little bit of like a weird, you feel like a fish in an aquarium a little bit in like places like that. Like I think like more organic conversations happen when it's like unsuspecting and you're like just shoulder to shoulder with somebody like, maybe you're ordering the burger at Corner Bistro or you're like,
I mean, what else could you order?
Exactly. But yeah, so that's why I enjoy places like that a little bit more.
Okay, like nightcap kind of places.
Yeah, it completely.
Okay. Completely. All right, Corner Bistro, throw us one more.
The last bar I was at, it was Automatic Slims, but I would say that that's like a little bit more like the Hudson Hound. I'm trying to think of like other fun spots. I've never been like a meet a girl at the bar kind of guy.
But have you ever gotten a girl's number at a bar?
Yes. Yeah.
And when you did that, did you, because this question came up and I feel like people get, you know, women get really upset when a guy asks for their number at the bar and then does not actually text after. Have you ever done that?
I don't think so.
Like if you're getting the number,
I think if you're
going
to like work yourself up, like I think the other thing is like girls think that like when a guy walks up to them, it's just like, the easiest thing in the world. Like, we're human too. It takes a little bit of like mustering up, or at least with me, I can't speak for everybody. Like,
yeah.
I know guys who are like friends I grew up playing hockey with that are just like, we'll go up to a girl untethered and whatever. That's not me. I think that if I'm going to like work myself up, be like, hey, what's going on? I'm going to get the number.
Yeah. How can we tell as women if it's a guy like your, you know, soccer friends or whatever, who just like have, who do it all the time.
Everybody says it's like, you get the number and then you're going to like bounce up. Like that guy's probably going to go talk to four more girls in that night. And like,
but how can you tell?
Because he'll physically be just talking to another girl.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I come up to you. I'm like, hey, like saw you from across the bar. I thought you were, I don't know, some cheesy like pickup line.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh, like would love to maybe grab a drink sometime. At like you're never going to like, I feel like you shouldn't like, you're not going to like try and like do something right then and there.
Right,
love to grab your number and maybe take you out and drink sometime. Just like go watch that guy like throughout the night and like you'll bump into him. Like if he's in the other corner with like a group of girls, like you can be like, okay, like maybe, like, I don't know. I would probably just go back and like hang with my friends and like do that
because
maybe out of safety, but I don't know.
No, that's a really good thing to look for.
Maybe the guy's got like, I don't know. I try and like play devil's advocate. Like maybe the guy's got like a lot of girlfriends and like,
right.
There's no, like gets back to like the
rule
thing.
No, I
like,
think if he's
no
one-to-one with girls for the rest of the night, that's not good.
Right,
if he's with like a group of girls, that's fine.
The number one thing that I get a compliment about more than anything else in my life is, other than my son and how cute he is his nursery. I can't explain to you. Anyone that comes over, it's the first thing that they notice, the first thing that they say. I have to shout out to Jennifer Hunter Design. She's on everything. She's amazing. She helped me so much. And what we did, which really put it all together, was we worked with Article pieces. If you haven't heard of Article, Article believes in delightful design for every home. They have an online-only model with really great prices too, a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, boho, all kinds of furniture. And they're fast and efficient, and they ship to you almost like instantly after you order it, instead of you waiting years and years for that couch or that desk or that lamp, whatever it is. Article's customer care team is amazing, and every experience I've had with them has been smooth and stress-free. I'm personally obsessed with the moon lamps that I have from them and the rattan baskets, which we've been using as Zachary's hamper, and I can't tell you how many clothes are in that hamper at all time. We are using that more than any other thing in this apartment right now. Article is offering our listeners $50 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim this, you just visit article.com/acme and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/acme for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
I know you said that you're not like a big dating app person, but have you ever asked a girl out on a dating app and then flaked on them?
I think that like, if it's set in stone, no, I'd like to say maybe that like I'm forgetting, like I want to be like truthfully honest, but I'm big on like, if you say you're going to do something, like people's time is like so important, like follow through with it.
Yeah, agreed. Somebody asked, do you hesitate entering relationships because there could always be something better? This isn't like a you attack.
I think that's like the biggest problem that like we have, like maybe in New York, and I can't speak to like other like cities or whatever, but like.
Your friends say that they have that problem.
No, I think like even like, I don't know, I just like observe and I see like it. I think that the dating apps and everything and like social media has made it like, everybody's way too perfect these days. And like, nobody's that perfect in real life. And like, I'm probably guilty of it as well. Like aspirational. And I think it's good to be aspirational in some senses, but like, if you get too caught up in it, you're never going to be happy.
Yeah, that's very true. I agree. I think that we do see these things that are unrealistic, these things on social media, like you mentioned, and we do think that there's better out there. We're not really like watering our own gardens as well.
What does that mean?
Like the, you know, the grass is greener.
Yes.
It's like, well, the grass is greener where you water it, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. Somebody asked this and I have strong thoughts, but they asked, what are your thoughts on a girl texting a guy who is slow fading slash ghosting them?
Isn't this like your thing?
Well, I would absolutely not text that guy because he's not into you. But I'm curious.
It's hard. It's hard not to do it, right? Like, especially if you like somebody, if you can pick up on something, the easy answer is like pull the plug and like it'll work to your benefit.
Well, so if you were slow fading a girl, would you like, and she texted you, how would that make you feel? Like you're making the right decision or like you miss her all of a sudden?
If she like texted you?
Yeah. You're already not into her. You're
I was
trying
just trying to be
out.
Like transparent and like yeah. super upfront.
So she'd get her answer maybe.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's not bad. What rules do you disagree with? Because I know you came at me with
that's such a strong
not,
way.
Not
strong
agreeing way. With a lot
that
of my
was
rules.
Like, you got to have a hook to get in front of the mic
no,
a little
no,
bit.
No, you did well. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. So it worked. I think like the two that I was like, all right, like I got to like find one or two.
Mm-hmm.
The two drink rule on the first date and just like the overall like, I think it also ties into like the amount of time you can spend on like a first date. Like,
yeah.
I think it goes into the broader like concept of like, if there's so much ambiguity in love and like relationships and like dating that like, you got to follow these things as guidelines, not rules. Like, and if you're really like, if you're hitting it off or maybe it's like, it's still early in the night and you want to go and like get that nightcap, like go do it. Like everything in moderation. I'm not saying like go and have like 15 drinks and then have him like holding your hair or like vice versa. If I'm speaking internally, like be like shit-faced in front of like, I don't think that's appropriate, but like if you guys are having a good night, like keep it rolling.
Yeah. I hear your argument.
Okay.
I just think that there's so much, like there's time for that on date two, date three, date four, you know, it doesn't all have to happen in that first night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, it's possible that you do hang back and like you have a good time, but you could also have a good time another time. Like it's not like they're going anywhere, you know?
I guess like I'm like a little bit romantic in the sense like, it's like, oh, you have like the best first date, like rainy day in New York where it like stretches like the whole day.
Right.
And
you have
like
a New York day.
Like
or
a
New York
total
night.
New York uh-huh. day. Like I'm like guilty of that, of like whether that's a good thing or a bad thing being like, that was amazing. And like, we went to the museum and then we like, and that to me, it's like, oh, how did you and your wife meet?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Oh, we went and got coffee, but then we ended up like closing down Corner Bistro and getting burgers at midnight that night, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Which in reality is not going to happen.
Well, have you had like a rom-com type of first date that did not pan out after that?
I mean, I'm single. Yeah, no, I've had great first dates. And yes, I have had like that, like first where it like clicks and then
and
like
you thought it was going to be like wifey.
Totally. And I think that those often like sometimes drag like a few months mm-hmm. and then you're like, oh shit, we kind of just got caught up in like, I think that would be the like the counter argument to my argument or like your argument is mm-hmm. like slow play these things, like slow burn these
right,
things because like if you are trying to date, but like there's risk in everything and you have to take risk. And that's kind of my argument.
No, that's true. You mentioned some of your friends actually kind of have a little bit of a timeline, which is crazy to me. I've never heard a
what
man.
What do you mean by that?
Like you were like, some want to like be married by this age. We want to like kids by this age. Like you kind of glossed over that in the beginning when I had asked you like, are you ready?
That, like, and not particularly my friends, but like, and maybe they're, I keep using the word guilty, which means that like they're like innocent or guilty. That's not what I mean by it, but it's more just like, I think everybody in New York, like they want to check these boxes. And like, I think there's legitimacy to that. Like there's a lot of people that say, like, I read this book about like being in your 20s and how like your 20s is supposed to suck because it just sets you up for being in your 30s and like build that foundation,
mm-hmm.
Which I think like is obviously you don't want 10 years of your life to suck, but like if it's for like the greater good of like the rest of your life, then like go through these things. And kind of going on a tangent a little bit, but to bring it back to what you're saying is like, I don't think it's wrong to be like, I wouldn't necessarily say I want to be with, by the, I'm 29, I need to be in an apartment with my girlfriend and this, that, and the other thing, maybe. But like, if you're like motivated to continue to like progress your relationship and bring it through like these different stages to like stress test it, I see nothing wrong with that. I would encourage that.
Yeah. I guess I was just surprised that guys men want that, would have some sort of timeline in their minds, because I feel like they have all the time in the world, unfortunately. And like, unfortunately for us.
Right.
And I rarely hear a man be like, I'd like to be married by the time I'm 30, you know?
Mm-hmm. I could see it. I think we're misunderstood.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
What is it? Like a few bad eggs is the, is the expression.
What are your go-to date spots that you're taking women?
I live in Chelsea, which isn't to say, I know you rule, you got to travel. And I think that there's like a big thing for that. If I can, like, I like this place, Tia Pool, down in Chelsea on the east side. A friend of mine actually asked me, he's like, what should I do tonight for a date? And I said, Claude, have you ever been to this restaurant?
I have.
Which I think is like,
oh,
awesome.
Wait, no, I've never been actually. Sorry. I've been trying to go. I think it was
so
hard
good.
To get in.
Really hard.
Yeah.
And like, so this is, I think you'll find funny. He was like, I really like this girl. It's like their first date. Mm-hmm. And I get maybe like, I'm like backtracking. I'm like, I don't know if I should say this or not, but whatever. I think in general, I was like, go sit at the bar. Like, this is like, they're like going on a couple different dates. I'm like,
right.
Go, like, maybe you won't get a reservation, but like, go put your name down. I love like trying and like putting your name down. Be like, okay, let's go grab a quick drink.
Right.
Not right for the first date, but mm-hmm. like, and maybe you did ask me about the first date, but.
No, but yeah.
Claude, I love going out to eat. So I think like, again, not a first date, obviously, but trying different restaurants,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. And like, we might as well utilize the fact that we live in New York City with the best restaurants in the world.
Totally.
What do you wish that girls did more on dates?
Oh, this is, I like love this move. Leave your phone if you go to the bathroom.
I
think it's the
best
move.
That was like one of my
ever.
Flexes.
It's the best thing ever.
That's
I don't know
so
where
funny.
I heard it, but I was like, and maybe it was just like, I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, I used to do that like purposely.
Has to be done with intention.
I actually also do that at dinners with friends too. Like with
100%.
I just think it's like, it's a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that if you're a guy watching this and you're like, we went on a date and she took her phone, that was on purpose. I wasn't
Break
feeling
that down.
I wasn't feeling that date.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think
it
is a signal.
If I leave my phone,
I think it is
I like
a signal.
You.
If you're in the bathroom, you're
mm-hmm.
being like, help me. Which has happened. Like it always like you're gonna be on the good side
but
and the bad end.
Not necessarily. I mean, of
totally.
Course, like I might bring my phone to be like, this is my husband,
mm-hmm.
but that can probably wait till
right.
the end. If
right,
I leave
right.
my phone, it's to show you I'm genuinely
mm-hmm.
going to pee right
yeah,
now.
Right.
I am
it's a
not
signal.
Taking my phone to
and
get away from you.
People notice that, like
mm-hmm.
on both sides.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good answer. I love that.
One good answer out of this whole.
No, there have been a lot. How do you like to get approached when you're out? Like if someone were to come up to you at Corner Bistro, let's say.
I don't know that I'm like getting like approached that much at like.
Well, I think that's because, you know, typically men should
right.
usually approach right. the women do it less. But if a woman wanted to.
It's like the like, I think that like it's like it's an Instagram like clip or meme or something, or it's like girls will be like, how can we like approach like this exact question? And guys are like, literally any single
yeah, no,
way.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Like if you have like the courage to come up, it's such a like
mm-hmm.
confidence boost.
No, it's so true. Do you think that a guy can like a girl and not go after her?
A guy can like a girl in what context?
Like that if he wanted to, he would. Meaning like.
No, I think that like, I think that's a misconception, especially in New York where like everybody thinks and like there's like, I think there's like, so many impressive people in this city and like it's a very driven place. But there's plenty of guys who are like shy, who are like great dudes and be like, oh, I really like that girl, but I'm not going to talk to her. I don't think it's everybody, but like definitely happens, right?
Mm-hmm. So how can you know if a guy like kind of likes you but doesn't want to talk? Like, you know, it's like as a girl.
At a bar or like you guys know each other socially?
Either.
I think if you know each other socially, just give it time.
Mm-hmm. What about at a bar? Like if he's staring at you, he's probably into you.
Yeah. Or just drunk. Like... I don't
yeah.
know. But yes, I'm making a joke of it.
No,
but like,
I feel like the staring is like usually a telltale sign.
I just like when you say staring, like picture somebody. Like,
no, not in a creepy way.
Like
just like he like keeps like looking over and you're like, that guy
totally.
Keeps looking at me.
I think so.
Like then you know there's a reason. Mm-hmm. Do you and your guy friends talk about dating? And like what do they and you say that you struggle with?
Yes, we definitely. I'd say girls. I don't know. Like I sat next to a table of girls the other day and was like, they talked for dating for the 2.5 hours that we were
yeah
at.
But we know girls talk
no,
about
no I know it's like a thing but I was like more like dumbfounded like damn you guys are still going on this okay I think guys talk about it like more so like I'm very fortunate where like my friends are like super open
yeah.
and like there's really like I think that like guys are getting better at it but like talking through be like oh dude that like really bummed me out like and like on like there's been experiences like with my roommates like I'm super close with them and it's like oh dude that sucked and like we'll just shoot the shit and be like
yeah.
oh yeah like well, like maybe that was right. And like, you just hear a different side of things
mm-hmm.
or like the good things you come home and you're like, how'd it go?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Did you kiss?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's that whole thing.
But so what, if anything, do you or your friends struggle with? Like, what do they say is the struggle when it comes to like, let's say like your roommate comes back. He's like, oh, like I had another girl who blah, blah, blah. So it's
I
not
think it's
work.
Less so on like the first date, but it's like more so like as things progress, if they progress. It's like, how did that, like, oh, dude, like, I haven't really heard from her in like a week, like maybe like stuff like that, more situational. Like, what do you think? Is this something that like, mm-hmm. just like it's bouncing ideas off of somebody.
Right. Interesting. My friend Tinks talks about this thing called box theory, where she thinks that guys put girls in a hookup box or a date box. Do you think that that's a thing?
Yes.
Interesting. So what determines what box a girl would go in, and can they get out of this box?
Yes. Yes. I think you can go in and be like, oh, like, I think you like have like, it's this, it's like first impressions. Like, mm-hmm. and you like, I think that like, it doesn't make it right. But like, you have like, you're like, oh, like, I don't know. You see, I think you see it on the other side as well. You're like, oh, like, I really like this guy. Like, this would be a fun like hookup, or it'll be a fun date, or like, this could be a relationship.
And sometimes you could say about a guy or a girl, this is going to be a fun hookup, and then change your mind.
No, totally. Or yeah. like that date, like you walk in and like first impressions are big and real and important, but like, then you sit there and you're like, oh, I wasn't like that attracted to that guy, or I wasn't that attracted yeah. to him, like in a physical sense, but he made me cry laughing for 2.5 hours.
Right.
Like, that's far more important.
Totally. Yeah, I agree. I think that, yeah, it can, and I've had this conversation with my friend. Like, I told her that I felt like I was in the hookup box with my partner, with my husband at first.
Oh, really?
We didn't hook up, but like, I felt like he was like, oh.
What made you think that?
Well, we kind of have talked about it. Like, he
yeah,
was
okay.
like,
we
he,
don't have to get
no,
it. I'm
no,
sure
no,
you've
no. I mean, him
it,
and
like,
I have talked about it.
Okay.
I haven't really talked about it.
Breaking
on, here.
On the pod.
Breaking news. No, he was like, you know, she's the kind of girl that like is like probably gonna hook up with me and like not want to talk to me again. Like, he thought it was like gonna be like that vibe.
Oh, so he was thinking it the other
yeah,
way around.
Yeah, and he probably also thought that I was
did you have your podcast at this time?
I did,
which can be like super
and,
intimidating.
And I was newly
I'm
single
sure.
like very newly single right. so I don't think that he thought I was like ready to like
right,
meet my
right,
husband
right, right.
And he also was like, oh, she's just like a hot girl. Like, that's how he thought of me, like a hot girl in the city. Not like
it's a good
girl.
Thing. There's worse things to be described.
Totally,
as, right?
totally. Like, not like a girl with like a personality to be like a mother and a wife. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. And so I think as he got to
now,
know me, it's crazy. And I think as he got to know me, he was like, "Oh shit! Like she's, you know, she's more than I expected for this to be."
It's awesome.
And so I do think that it's possible to come out of that box and the opposite. Yeah. Okay. I feel like we. Oh, this is a fun one. Would you date an older woman?
How old?
Like 33?
Yeah. Yes. I think so.
Okay. Love that. What age range do you have on Hinge right now?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
If you had to guess.
Probably like 22 to like 30.
Of course 22. Maybe you should change it to 33. See what happens.
After you said,
this,
would I? I don't know that
this,
I'm like going for it.
Does your bed have a headboard?
It does.
Wow.
I like take a lot of pride in my like room.
Okay. That's rare. And do most of your friends, you don't have to say if you do, but do coke?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, good. That's nice. Biggest green flag and biggest red flag when dating?
Red flag, I think, is like, which should I go with first? I guess I went with red flag, so.
Yeah, start with, end with the good one.
End
you know?
With the good one. That's like so, like, that's a tough question to end on. Red flag, I think, would just be like partying a lot and like still out and like really focused on like outside things and like less so focused on like the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's like at the end of the day, like you're trying to create like something together is how I subscribe to it. People look at it differently, which I can get and can appreciate. And the green flag, I'll round it out, I think, is like affirmation, like both like physical and time and just like being there.
Mm-hmm. Being present.
Yeah.
Love that. Cool. Can you leave us with a quote or piece of advice?
It was something that, because you kind of teed me up about how to do this. Something that I said earlier is like everything in moderation, like don't overdo anything, but like enjoy everything. So that's my last quote.
Love that. Where can people find you, follow you, slide into the DMs and learn more about content?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm RT McMahon. Ash, there's an RT McMahon that I would love to get that tag. But
are you private or public?
I'm public. So follow me, RT McMahon. McMahon. And then join our supper club. We have a wait list. Jump on. There's a website. It's Conte Supper Club, Conte Supper Club, Instagram. We don't do TikTok. I probably should, but I don't. And the website.
Very cool. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.